Vi är i Pingstkyrkan i Nässjö, för här samlas nämligen både Bariki och Källan second hand, och det är för att prata om New Life Mission. Och här idag så har vi Emma Agitau och David Musunto på besök ifrån Kenya här, och vi ska ta reda på lite mer om vad New Life Mission gör för framförallt barn i Kenya. So Emma, you have been on a short travel here.
Yes.
What have you done so far?
Today we have a meeting with the people from Shellard and Bariki, our second-hand shop, and we have come to inform them about the support they are giving us, and also even to encourage them, and also to see how we are partnering with them, and also to give them the impact which they are doing in Kenya for the children and also for the women.
How important is the support from Bariki and Shellan shops for you?
We appreciate all the support. The girls in Mashuru, especially the Maasai girl, who are known in many years to be just housewives, now they can have an opportunity to do the courses they are doing, making very nice clothes, and they are employing themselves, and it has changed the mind of the people that the girls cannot do anything. So we appreciate this.
Ja, David sa att det är viktigt stöd som man får ifrån second hand butikerna både i Bariki och på Källan. Och Emma förklarade också att man har presenterat lite av det arbete som görs i Kenya.
Yes, we have been empowering the women and the men in the community. Before we used to give food to them, but now we are empowering them to see how they can do the work. So we threw even the right bag, which is done in Kenya and sold in Sweden and Norway, we are really reaching the mothers, giving them, they are able to get the food, school fees for their children, and even the house rent. So before they used to come and ask in the mission, but now they are able to provide for their family. So we really appreciate the support, and we are looking forward to more empowerment to our people in Kenya.
Man har ändrat fokus till att hjälpa till med försörjning på lång sikt, och vad man själv kan göra för att komma ur en svår situation. Parallellt med detta har man byggt en stor skola.
Education is very important because it's going to enable our children to even to have the knowledge and even to have work. Because even for me, if I was not educated, I could not be where I am today. So we are empowering our children, and at the moment we have 300 children being supported by New Life Mission for Education. That's the primary school, secondary school, and even university.
En ny skola har byggts på New Life Mission om som ligger i förorten Ongata Rongai utanför Nairobi i Kenya, och som mestadels har byggts med insamlade medel. David, you work mostly with the girls.
Yes.
In the Maasai society.
Yes.
How is the status for a Maasai girl nowadays in Kenya?
The situation has changed. We thank God that after education, they could now have confidence. They know that I can do something. And also, now it has changed the early marriages. You know, if before they were not going to school, the option is only to go to a husband. Sometimes they get married to an old man, or they can be a second wife, a third wife. But after having these vocational trainings, it has changed, and also it has changed the mentality of the Maasai, even men. They know that, yes, even the girls, they can do what a man can do. They can grow, they sustain their businesses, they can bring some food on the table, and now they feel respected as well. It is like starting to change. So even the men still don't believe that if the women are going out working and bring the food on the table. But at the same time, when they see the fruit of the work that the women are doing, they come home happy. They help in doing other activities. So the men, it is giving even people to share the work that they are doing at home.
Om Maasai-flickorna får lära sig ett yrke så att de kan leva på det själva, så får de en helt annan position. David säger att en Maasai-kvinnas position har ändrats eftersom man har fått utbildning istället för barngifte, som tyvärr är väldigt vanligt. Ett annat sätt att stödja är skolmat. 13 000 barn får skolmat genom New Life Mission, som också har startat en farm. På farmen så odlar man basfödan majs. Och på det här stora området har man också byggt en anläggning för droppbevattning och också borrat ett borrhål. Och odlingarna har också gett arbete till kvinnor som på det sättet får en starkare position i Maasai-samhället.
New Life Mission is reaching so many people. So I'm looking forward to see that people in Kenya they are equipped so to get the education to be able to be self-sustainable.
David, you have been here a couple of times and even learned some Swedish too.
Yeah. I feel fantastic.
But you also have several other languages. How far is it from Swahili to Maasai language?
We borrowed some words from Swahili, but still it is far. And if we compare, we have 42 languages in Kenya. Mm. And at least you must know, even if not much, but you must know greetings or even asking water from every tribe, so that where you walk or where you can travel, at least you can talk to someone, and they feel happy when you say a word there in their language.
Luckily, Emma, everyone learns English in school. That's the glue that keeps Kenya together.
And this has enabled me even to work in New Life Mission and also even to communicate with the different people from different countries. And also Swahili, we run it in school. But also nowadays, even my children, they don't know their mother tongue. They know Swahili and English.
Your trip here is almost done, but what's next?
Now we have a few days left, and it is good, but we enjoyed being in Sweden, eating these very nice foods, I can say, but a little bit away with the weather, and we are not used to put on the jacket. Okay, it's not time for the jacket, so we are not used to that. So far, we thank God the weather is very good for us, the foods has been very good, and good people.
Emma, you are almost a veteran here. You have been in Sweden several times. Have you seen something new this trip?
Yes, I've been in Sweden 5 times, but this time I can say that I enjoyed going to Ocean Bus in Stockholm. It was fantastic. Yes, I never thought I would make it in the water, because the bus had the wheels, and I was wondering how can we go to the water with the wheels. But I later came to notice that it was a boat.
Boat
and bus. Fantastic.
Emma Gatau och David Mosonto här, som jobbar på New Life Mission i Kenya. Här i Nässjö idag för en träff med second hand-butikerna Källan och Bariki. Sista reportaget på ITS FM.